Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Highlight of the Show Season 2 Mix number
14.
14. So it's 2.14. It's like Valentine's Day.
Oh, but aww. We are how many months away from Valentine's Day?
2 months past. Ten. April 12. Wow. Mm-hmm. We are a third of the year.
Can you be one of those difficult people who counts the year by the days?
We are at 127 days.
Oh, really?
Into this new year.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is the Halo Halo Show. My name is Rika.
My name is JC, and welcome to the podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. But we do have a little bit of structure for all the first timers, the new Leche fans out there. Let's talk about it.
We start with... Wait, sorry. I was a little distracted because the siren went off here in our barangay for the curfew. I know. I told you, it sounds like the purge. It's like you can't go out because people are murdering people. No, but that's the purge. Anyway. We start with our lives, which is where you been. And then we have our TTs.
Yeah, the trending topics. Today's trending topics are there hasn't been much going on. I mean, we've been going through the shifting, the ECQ, ECQ Plus, or whatever it's called, NCR Plus. Now it's MECQ. Curfew is now 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., blah, blah, blah. But so nothing really much has been going on. But there are some things. Taylor Swift did another big thing for herself and for her fans and her music, re-releasing, one of her iconic albums. We're also talking about IKEA, right, Rika G? G.
Yeah. Finally, they said that they're going to open in a certain month.
Okay. And the last thing is vaccine stuff.
Yes.
Including a funny little quote that Pasig Mayor Vico Soto said while he was on a live chat? Live, what's that?
Interview.
But so he was on live talking, you know, talking stuff, and he was giving updates. And then he said something about vaccine, something really funny.
Oh no, the IKEA. I feel like the IKEA article that I saw on Facebook I saw it like last week, but the articles were actually from November of last year, so it's not really trending.
Okay, so I guess we're just doing Taylor Swift. And vaccine stuff then today. Yeah. Okay. I guess we got to fill up this episode with where you've been. I hope you've been going out and risking your life doing it so that we could have a podcast content, Rika G.
Not really risking my life, but yeah. What happened? No, you start. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, also, by the way, we're recording remotely again for maybe the third time, including last week's Let's Check Out because of the ECQ. So Rika and I haven't actually seen each other in a while. In person. So just in case
I haven't showered.
Same. Just in case there's any hiccups in this recording, I hope you can forgive us for that. Where you been this week? Didn't do much, stayed at home, but I did watch some movies, old and new. Mostly old movies that I had never taken the time out of my life to watch before, including Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
I've never seen that. What?
Never.
Isn't it such a refreshing movie?
It's so good. And you know, first of all, Special Agent John, there's a Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs TV show, which I didn't know about. It's on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's one season. But then the sequel, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, is on Netflix. However, the OG movie isn't, which is so weird.
No, I feel like they released it before on Netflix, and then, I don't know, like they had to take it out. I remember they had it on there.
Yeah, I'll never understand the rights to movies because, I mean, I think everyone's familiar or has gone through it where maybe they'll see a movie on there and then you know there's a sequel, but they don't have the sequel, but they'll have like the part three or the part four on there. It's so weird, like the rights of like how Netflix and other streaming platforms acquire their movies.
It's like, it pisses me off that they don't have the Harry Potter franchise in Netflix because... Yeah. I have to watch it on another platform, which don't come for me is basta. Okay. I watch it somewhere else.
I watched Claudia a Chance of Meatballs and it was very, very good, very funny. And I like how, because, you know, I think recently I've seen the trend with, especially with all these animated movies, so that it appeals to older audiences. They always add like a, you know, something dramatic. Like, you know, every Pixar movie tries to make you cry. Tries to make you, you know, emotionally like devastate you. But Cloudy, I liked it because it was really it's just a goofy ass movie. And it's really funny. Like it's great for kids, but I think even, you know, as an adult, it's got some relevant jokes, which are I don't know. I mean, you've seen it, right?
It has the same feeling of watching what's that movie again?
Despicable Me.
Despicable Me.
Yeah.
Right?
Although I'm not the biggest fan of, I think I've said that before. I'm not the biggest fan of Despicable Me.
Well, I'm not also a big fan. It's just that I enjoy it and it's like a feel good movie. I like the, you know, my favorite scene is, "It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die."
It's a unicorn. I think I've just grown to dislike it more because I've really started hating the minions over time.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
I fucking hate those little yellow fuckers.
What did they ever do to you?
I get they were cute at first, but there's only so much you can do with characters that speak nonsense. Dude, I don't know.
They have their own movie.
They have their own movie, bro.
Do you have your own movie? No. Don't. You don't. Which means you're not interesting. They are.
So I rewatched that. Speaking of comedy, I also rewatched on Netflix, naman, which is, Wait, is it? I forgot.
At this point, I feel like we don't even need to say if we watch it on Netflix. Just say you watched it.
I watched it, okay. Blades of Glory. Blades of Glory. It took me a few times to, because I kept falling asleep. Not because it's boring, but my body clock. I use movies to put myself to sleep after, you know, playing video games all night. But I finally rewatched Blades of Glory, and it was really, such a funny movie.
I have a story with Blades of Glory. I've never seen it. I know. I've actually never finished the movie because it was one of my memorable momol moments with a guy. Nathan, wait long. We try to watch. You know how you like pick a movie where you're not really interested because you know your main
you know
thing
what's
is
going on.
Gonna be
you're more chill than Netflix. You're more focused on chill than Netflix.
No, at that point, like at that time, you know, what do you want to watch? Oh, fine, Blades of Glory. I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know. And like probably like 10 minutes in, we weren't watching the movie anymore.
You picked a Will Ferrell movie to be your momol movie?
It's because I feel like when I tell Will Ferrell that I kissed someone while watching his movie, he would be supportive.
Okay.
He would say, "You go, girl. Go get that bread, get that head, and leave." Right?
Yeah. Get that bread and head, huh? Never heard that one before.
And leave.
I've never heard those words come out of your mouth before. This is a revelation to me.
No, but it's real. It's one of like my major momol movies. Major momol movie.
Don't
you have a major momol movie?
I'm trying to think, man. I don't.
Okay, you skipped to the momol. You went straight.
No, because I never put. You know how sometimes people put on like chick flicks or whatever? I guess I don't know if that's a thing, but I feel like that's like a modus. Like they'll put on a chick flick as a momol movie or whatever.
What if they play like on your first date or like maybe your second date? Mm. What if they play The Proposal? The girl that you're dating, let's say. Would you read into it or?
No, probably not. Probably not. It's just a rom-com, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to think of, do I have an MMM?
What is your MMM?
I don't know.
Think about it. Yeah.
Honestly,
think
I
about
don't
it
really
and
know.
Then get back to us.
Because, and it's also not like, it's never been like a, let's say, a 50 Shades movie either, you know, like a sexy movie.
Yeah, hello, because, Blades of Glory.
Hello. I'll come back to that if I think of it. But anyway, you should watch, I mean, you know, once you're, if you're alone, you should watch it, Blades of Glory.
I feel like I will never watch it because once it plays, I'm going to be thinking about
coming
the,
back,
the
huh?
memory.
Coming back. In case you, in case you're not going to use it as an MMM to all the listeners out there, it's a comedy movie starring Will Ferrell and John Heder. You might know John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know if Napoleon Dynamite was big here in the Philippines, but when I was growing up, actually I was still in Japan, but like among my circle of friends in international school, it was a super quotable movie. It was like a, it was like an indie movie. Like, did you ever watch Napoleon Dynamite?
I think so, probably. It's like in the same vein as Nacho Libre, right?
Kinda. And they're very, there's some really good quotes like, ever take it off any sweet jumps? Or like the chickens. If you know, you know. But yeah, so it stars those two guys and they are pro figure skating athletes, but they get banned from competing because they get into a little scuffle at the start of the movie. But then they find a loophole where they can actually compete in pair skating, but they have to compete with each other. They have to compete together as a team. So I don't get it. It's a solid film.
Oh, so that's the story.
That's the story. Yes.
I do know that it was about ice skating.
It was about ice skating. You should just make every ice skating movie MMM. You should go put on the, if you want a really long session, just watch the Mighty Ducks trilogy.
I like this one ice skating movie.
Ice Princess?
It was about this girl who lived like in the countryside of you know, the States, and managed an ice skating rink behind her house because they have a lake, and she competed.
Pretty sure that's,
yeah.
Pretty sure
Ice
that's
Princess?
Ice Princess. Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I think that's it.
Which I'm gonna rewatch this week, actually. I have a copy.
I like this. And I like what's her name?
Ice Princess?
This girl again?
The one in Ice Princess?
Yeah.
Michelle Trachtenberg. And yeah. I think Panettiere is in it too.
Yes. And Kim Cattrall. Oh, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah,
oh,
she plays the mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Or okay. The coach. What's that? I forgot. So yeah, I watched for the first time an old movie from 1991 because I saw like a Reddit discussion, because you know I'm on Reddit a lot of the time. So in the Reddit movie subreddit, there was somebody talking about a 90s movie called Toy Soldiers, not Small Soldiers, which is a great movie too, if you haven't seen it. But Toy Soldiers, it stars Sean Austin. You watched Lord of the Rings, right, Rika G? You have, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Sam, you know Sam, like the best friend of Frodo? Mr. Frodo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Sean Austin, he's the main guy. And it's about these kids in a prep school, like a prep academy. And then their school gets taken over by terrorists and they fight back. It's really entertaining. It's like a great action, 90s action movie. Surprisingly.
I think that the guy who played, what's his name? Sam?
Sam Austin.
would be like super rich.
I'm sure
like
he is.
Hermione, you know, or Ron Weasley in Harry Potter, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was a child actor. He was in Goonies. You ever watch Goonies?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was the main kid in Goonies. The young brother of Josh Brolin.
Cool.
The main dude who's the guy who sets up the adventure. So yeah, other than that, Call of Duty has been the name of the game. I got into Sims 3 for a little bit. I'll probably go back into it once I get a little bit bored of Call of Duty. But Sims 3 is fantastic.
I've never played Sims before, ever.
I think
we've never had it in our computer. Yeah, I know I would love it. It's just
you would love it.
I don't know. We were more of a Vice. What's that again?
Vice City?
GTA? Yeah. GTA. We were more of a GTA kind of family, which is so weird because my parents were very strict before when it comes to what we play and what we watch. Maybe they didn't know that there was violence and like prostitution and you know, whatever in that game. But yeah, we were more that than Sims. But I do remember people telling me that it's like the best game ever.
Sims Well, I played the OG Sims, which was, you know, at the time when I was young, it was okay. But Sims 2, I think, was a game changer. And then Sims 3, for me, is the best one so far. There's a Sims 4, which is good. So, it's more advanced, but I feel like they limit you more than Sims 3 did.
So Sims 4 is the latest one. Mm-hmm. It's the latest one, and it's like the most technologically advanced, would you say?
Yeah, in terms of graphics and stuff, but in terms of gameplay, yung ang walang restrictions and you can really have more freedom to do stuff, Sims 3 is the one. Because I think Sims 4, they try to cater to a more casual audience. Mm-hmm. So they kind of dumb down a lot of the features. But Sims 3, you can really do almost anything. And I do a lot of fucked up stuff in Sims.
Can you do fucked up stuff? Like, what kind of stuff?
Dude, have I not shared this with you before on the podcast?
Oh, I swear. Remember, like, you could, like, kill people, right? Like,
well, yeah, you can trap them in rooms. Lately, okay, so the one that I did recently is, I know it's really fucked up, okay? I don't condone this, but in the Sims world, so you can paint paintings, right? And, and then you can sell these paintings. So what I did as my character, he seduced two characters, and then he locked them both in a basement and forced them to paint. So I sold all their paintings for money.
What?
And then I made those two characters fall in love with each other because, you know, they were.
Oh my gosh. They were in captivity. That movie Big Eyes. Have you ever seen that movie Big Eyes?
It is like Big Eyes mixed with the movie Room, which by the way, I just started. I'm halfway through it. It's kind
of one
heavy.
Of my favorite books. I read that book. You know what? That book actually has like a really special place in my heart because I only pick up books when it calls out to me in the bookstore. Do you get me? Like, I never really read the synopsis or whatever. Like, sometimes I just go through the books in the shelf. Mm-hmm. And then that book kind of like spoke out to me na parang, hey, get me. So I got the book and I read it and I was obsessed. Literally, I was reading it in our class, whatever. I couldn't put it down. And then once they had the movie, it's like, wow, amazing.
So you really enjoyed the movie?
I enjoyed the book and the movie.
And the movie. Is it a true adaptation or may mga changes na malaki? Not really.
I would say that I felt... it felt more intense in the book because, you know, you don't really have the visual aspect.
True.
You only have your mind. So in the book, when I was reading it, I was more, probably it was like more fucked up in my head.
It's a fucked up movie, huh, so far.
It is.
I'm only about maybe 40 minutes in. I was watching it just a little. I had to pause it because it's a little heavy and I also was doing other stuff.
It is a little heavy.
Man, that
Brie Larson won
Best Actress. No, she won Best Actress for that.
Yeah, and we should do a Don't Listen to This episode.
We should.
I would love that. Oh, God.
Galing ng bata. Actually, that kid, I've seen him in actually other movies. I think I recommended one movie with him. It was a comedy. I forgot the name. I think it's called Bad Kids. I forgot what it's called. See, Jason, Jacob Tremblay? Yeah.
Wasn't he also in that? He's in that movie where he wears like a space helmet, right?
Yes.
What is that movie again?
Yeah. It has. I know the one with Owen Wilson. The one with Owen Wilson. It's like Wizard or something like that. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it's called. It's a good movie too. So I'll let you know once I finish Room. But that's another one on my case. Anyways,
Wonder. It's not Wonder. Wonder.
There it is. So going back to Sims, it's you can really besides all the fucked up stuff you can do, it's really cool that you can. You know, you can get a job and then you can advance in your job by upping your skills, by reading books, by it depends on your line of work. You can be a criminal. You can be a rock star. You can be a business person. It's like it really is in a way I was living my life through or not obviously not the fucked up stuff, but like
you said it, dude. It's out there in the world.
But it just feels like it's a nice little. Alternative reality and working your way from the ground up. It's a game really with no goals. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's no boss battle. Mm-hmm. There's no end game. I mean, you could reach the top of your career, but then you can always start new. And then you can have kids and then your OG characters could grow old and then pass away. It's really, you're living there's no end to it. And that's why I feel like the game itself has withstood the test of time. Yeah. I mean, it's been, I don't know, it's probably been a decade or so since The Sims 3 mm-hmm. came out, and I think it's still very playable, and I would highly recommend it to anyone that wants to get into a video game. It's so fun. Once we make a lot of money in Hala Hala, Rika G, I'm going to buy you a gaming PC, and I will buy you Sims 3, and I know you're going to play
it. I kind of do have a gaming PC. It's just that, I don't know. Maybe I should get that.
I feel like it's a solid investment. You will literally spend hours on it, and much cheaper than...
I believe you.
Much cheaper than, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what other things
would you say it's healthier than porn?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can actually make it like porn if you wanted. You can sleep with every character, male, female, alien, robot. There are aliens and robots in that game.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. Your tentacle fetishes will be fulfilled. but that's pretty much it, man. I can't think of anything more. Like, I'm trying to spice up my Where You Been, but that's pretty much it. So hopefully you enjoyed those recommendations and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Finn, how about you, buddy? What did you do?
Speaking of movies, I actually watched an old movie and I finished it. Can you imagine? Watched something new. New / old. Okay. It was Shawshank Redemption. So I finally watched it.
Your tweets. Okay.
So the thing is, I have no idea what Shawshank Redemption is or was. Uh-huh. Okay. And I even asked the people on Twitter if it's good, but it was nice because they didn't tell me what it was about. They just told me to just go watch it. And it felt a little exciting to me. And I said it on Twitter. I said that it's like going on a blind date. You know, I don't have any idea. The only thing I know was it was, you know, like one of the main characters is Morgan Freeman. And that's it.
Morgan Freeman. Okay.
Yeah. And I truly enjoyed it. I like it. It has true crime in it. It has friendship, and it has, you know, it shows like a different world. Obviously their world on the inside, but also it's not like a modern prison. Yeah. And then obviously there's, you know, the escape. So I really enjoyed it. I loved it. And I thought, the main character was pretty hot.
Tim Robbins?
Yes. I found him, you know, I appreciated the main character mainly because, you know, maybe because he was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And I like that idea, you know, staying quiet about your plans and then eventually fulfilling the plan. And yeah, it was pretty great.
That movie is listed like when people rank movies all time, it's usually like in the top 5, top 10. Like they rank that up there. Best movie.
I know. And like, searching for, you know, more information about it after watching the movie, it was referenced in like multiple TV shows, multiple movies, you know, like sitcoms and stuff like that. They would always bring that up, you know. I guess it's because, you know, it's a great movie, and I'm grateful that I watched it finally.
I really like what was that the scene that always there's a few scenes that stick out to me. One was the Red Was Here part. Mm-hmm. And then the one was when the guard throws, like, he's looking, right? Like, where the fuck did he go? And then he throws his, I forgot what it was.
A rock. Yeah,
and it goes through, and then they show how he escaped. That shit was so cool, man.
It was. What else did I watch? Okay, so I tried to watch a bunch of different stuff. Okay, this is the segment where I try to watch a bunch of different stuff, but I never really finish it.
Okay. I like that.
Number one, Thunder Force. I watched 10 minutes of it and stopped.
It was a pass.
I watched 20 minutes of the original Jurassic Park. Okay. I got through an hour of Shrek the Third, a minute of Shrek, a minute of Roman Empire, and a minute of Cathedral of the Sea. I don't know why. It just, you know, Cathedral of the Sea. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even remember what it was about. Oh, I got through 2 hours of Angels and Demons. There we go. But when I finished Shawshank Redemption and what else? Anyway, so that was the only thing that I watched the only new thing that I watched, but I've been watching, you know, my usuals, Grey's Anatomy, Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, which, by the way, they already have season 11 on Netflix.
That's cool. The last season, right?
Yeah, the last season. What else? Okay, so I've been working out almost every day this week, and I'm pretty happy about that. But it's just that, you know, we've been cooped up in our houses for about 2 weeks. Like, no malls. You can't run outside, whatever. Mm. And I went to the grocery store maybe a couple of times last week, but that wasn't also a good experience. You know, it's because you just want to go in and out. That's it. You really can't do anything. And there was this one time I had, you know, that urge to just go out, but of course we couldn't. So I convinced myself that I needed to get something from the grocery store. So I went to the grocery store in Roostan's because I was thinking, if you're going to go to the grocery store, go to a very bougie one. Okay. Go to where it looks like it's, you know, they're selling Gucci cucumbers or something. Okay. So I went to Roostan's. Obviously, I didn't get anything, but I felt so bad. So what I did was I just picked up a random item, went around the store, and then when I wanted to leave, I put it down and I left because I didn't want to look like I didn't, you know, I wasn't about to buy anything. So I just, you know, that was my modus. And okay. I mean, it was okay also because I didn't really spend anything. The parking was free. When you go to these grocery stores, I think they waive the parking fee. They've been waiving the parking fee. So that was great. Nice. Exciting stuff, Emma, right?
I know. Riveting.
Riveting. What else? I've been going to work. Oh, by the way, thank you to Nobody Clothing. Remember, we interviewed Finn.
Finn, yeah.
Sleek Shy and Nobody. Maybe that was, what was that? A year ago? A couple of years ago?
Probably a year and a half ago.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So he sent me some of his new stuff and I've been wearing them every time I go out. So every time I go out, because, you know, I just wanted to show it off, okay? Even though I'm just going to an empty office, I wanted to wear what he sent me. So he sent me a really cool bandana. He sent me what do you call this? A bonnet and a shirt and then some stickers as well. And yeah, I've been wearing them every day.
What is a bonnet? Is that a beanie?
I think so. Yeah, a beanie.
I feel like my mom calls it a bonnet also.
I don't know. I wouldn't actually know because we don't wear a lot of bonnets here in the Philippines unless you live in the high north, like Baguio.
A bonnet is a beanie, diba? Because my mom always used to call it a bonnet. And I was like, that's a weird thing to call it. Bonnet, Instagram. I Google images.
There.
Oh, it's a beanie. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Because when I think bonnet, I think of, you ever watch like, you know, Pride and Prejudice or like Sense and Sensibility, like from the 90s, I don't know what era that was. You know, when they had no cars, but they used horses. That's what I think when I think of bonnet. I don't know.
What do you mean, like?
No, you know, like those
the vehicle that they.
No. Like the bonnet is like the, it's like what the, I think the ladies usually wore it. It looks like a.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, small, yeah, maybe.
That's what I think when I hear bonnet, but I don't know.
Okay, so what else? Finally, so I went to work earlier today and after work, I just wanted to check out if they open the mall since we're already under MECQ and they are. So the malls are open, but I think only 50% of the stalls and stores were open and they opened pretty late. I think some of the stalls opened like at around 11 a.m. And then I also believe, I have a theory that they did not open all of the air conditioning in the mall because it's pretty warm. I didn't complain because I just wanted to walk around. I wanted to see something different. I was thinking of getting a Nutribullet, but they didn't have it in Blender. The department store. Yeah. And then I also bought a scratch remover because I scratched my car for like just a tiny bit. Okay. It's more like paint transferring, you know, the paint from the wall transferred to my car. So I wanted to get a scratch remover. Mm-hmm. And then as I was going home, you know how my parking is super tiny. Mm-hmm. I scratched it again.
No. Like,
I hate this. I hate the parking. But I also, I was also a little thankful because at least I have parking and I don't have to go out, you know, I don't have to park outside where there's a risk of people stealing the car, or breaking into the car. Okay. So at the very least, you know, silver linings, everybody.
Nice, nice.
What else did I do? Oh, for the first time, I ate at a restaurant. So I ate at Pancake House and I just, I never really realized how good how I missed Pancake House.
Meron ba bang Anli taco spaghetti?
I don't think so, but I got their house special set A. Okay. And oh gosh, you know, it has the chicken and the spaghetti and the bread and the tacos. Yeah. That's like my dream plate, my dream meal. It was so good. And the weather was really nice. Everything is al fresco. You can't eat inside. If you are going to order inside, you can order it there and then take it outside and eat it in the open air. So, yeah, I ate al fresco. It was pretty nice. It's like I was going on a date with myself. I felt like I was in New York City. Do you get what I mean?
I
on
get
a
you.
Really warm day.
Warm day by Central Park. Eating your tacos, having a drink.
But it was pretty nice. It was actually like a nice change of pace. I went home right away, you know, just to feed Pepper. And what else? That's it. I had our class yesterday. And by the way, we're going to have another exam next week. So please wish me luck.
Good luck, buddy.
And that's it.
Then, oh, wait, I have one more thing to add to my where you been, by the way. I got a pretty dope voiceover gig. I forgot to mention that.
I know.
Yeah, I got a funny story. I you know, I've been playing till the early morning, so I woke up really late, mga hapon na 3 or 4 p.m. I forgot when it was, like a couple days ago. And I saw so many missed calls, and then some missed texts saying, "JC, this is blah blah blah. Can we please call you? You've been requested as a like a candidate for this voiceover gig, blah blah blah." So it was really quick, same day turnaround. I recorded the sample, and then they're like, "Okay, we like your sample. Can you record for us live?" And it was a cool, diba. Have you ever had those VO sessions, Reeks, where they like you talk, you deliver your line, and then there's clients in your ear saying, "Can we try that again, but with a blah blah blah?" Have you ever done that?
Actually, no. What I would do is I would record the first draft and then they would get back to me via email, but never live.
Okay. Because when they do it in the booth, I've done it a few times in like a booth, like in person. But it's like a recording studio, but you've seen artists record their music, right? And there's like a glass there. The people are there with all the mixers and shit. And then you can hear in your headphones their feedback. So since we can do it in person, we did it over Zoom. So I would deliver the line. They said, "Can you try that again with a little bit of la 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 la?" And it was all done in one day, and it's really cool. So if you want to check it out, I don't know if I'm going to name drop the brand, but it's a big telecom company. Mm-hmm. You can look for it on Instagram. There's only two that you could probably choose from. Go look it up. It's it's there. You'll recognize my voice. So it was really cool, and for me, it's personal as a personal achievement. It is the biggest, it's the biggest voiceover gig that I've ever done. So I'm really happy about that. So yeah, that just wanted to share that with everyone out there.
See, like we told you, you know, it can actually be a career path for all you guys.
Yeah. Finn, I guess. Finn, yeah, Finn. Shall we do some TTs? We only have two today, huh? Two.
Yeah. So TTs. We are under MECQ. Am I correct?
Yes, we are. Back to MECQ.
So this is NCR Plus, right?
See, that's where I'm not going to tell you that I know the answer to that. I don't know anymore. I just know that we are at MECQ and the curfew is now 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. And I don't know what the rules are anymore. I just know that I've been doing the same thing where I stay home all the time.
Yeah, I think that's like the best thing to do. But lifting the MECQ, they lifted it yesterday. So today, I believe that's also the reason why I got to eat in a restaurant al fresco, though.
Yeah, yeah.
In the mall. And that's why they also opened some parts of the mall. So I guess that's one major thing that we can do. But still, the best thing to do is, you know, still stay at home. Mm. We don't want to fill up the hospitals with people who are sick, right? Like not even infected with COVID, you know, with other stuff, right?
Yeah, that's why I postponed my knee surgery. because, you know, I don't want to, you know, take away a bed from somebody, and just because, you know, just to be safe, to stay away from COVID prone areas, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. So NCR plus, meaning the four neighboring provinces, Bulacan, Rizal, Laguna, and Cavite, and plus Metro Manila. Yeah. Okay. I think that's it. There's really not much difference.
Yeah. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
Wapow. All right. Let's talk about Taylor Swizzle. Taylor Swift, she released a, some are calling it a perfect replica of her album Fearless. So remember, we've talked about it on a previous mix, how her like original recordings were kind of stolen from her or taken from her. So she didn't own the rights to it, blah, blah, blah. Yes. So she said, you know, fuck it. I'm just going to re-record it, and then it'll be mine now. And she re-released her album, which came out in 2008, the original Fearless. And they say it's like, it almost sounds exactly the same. Maybe some a review says here, this is from BBC, that the recordings are cleaner, perhaps. It's easier to pick out little details, maybe like the in terms of the instrument, like her guitar. But she kind of just re-released it so that it could be hers. And it was something, a treat that a lot of fans were really excited for. You know, Swifties are very passionate. I would put them on the same, you know, level as, let's say, ARMY, in terms of how supportive they are of their favorite artists.
Or the Beliebers.
Or the Beliebers, right?
And that was that was released 2008, which means if they were a fan back in 2008, they would be 12 years or 13 years older, which means they could have adult money to buy all of these albums again. And that's why she debuted the new album, number one, again. Yeah. Yeah, yes. So
and she sounds the same. Huh? I mean, because her voice, I mean, I would say it's changed over time, but she kind of made her voice back to her 2008 voice, which I think is impressive in itself.
And I think even though she sounds the same, well, obviously that's what we want, because we don't want things to, you know, have a major change, but it's really the meaning behind it, you know.
Yeah.
And the story, and I guess the hardship that she had to go through before just to have her music again.
Yes. So for those of you, just a little refresher, when she signed with her new record with, I think it was Universal, like the company that she was, Big Machine, I think it was called Big Machine. They sold the right to her first six albums to Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun, you might know him as the, you know, Justin Bieber's manager.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, I think, also. And also Kanye. I think Kanye West's former manager, I think, too.
Yeah.
And there's always been a controversy behind Swift and Scooter Braun. So it's just like a way of her standing up for herself. I think JoJo also did something similar, right? JoJo's, you know, you remember JoJo? Get out right now.
Of course I remember JoJo. I love JoJo. Which is, okay, so now that you mentioned Scooter Braun and Ithaca, actually one of the biggest music news this week, or maybe last week, was Big Hit Entertainment, or HYBE, you know, the new company of where BTS is under. They actually merged with Ithaca Holdings. Okay. Yeah, so now I think they're all in the same vein with Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato, and they even released like a few videos promoting their partnership. There's a lot of technicalities to it, because, you know, I guess K-pop fans in general are very passionate, like you said, and they're also very protective. And there were a lot of talks between, oh, are they gonna be what do you call this? We don't want them to fall under the same trap as all these other artists under Ithaca before. So I actually don't know the exact, like all the technicalities behind it, but I believe they're not really like 100% under Ithaca. It's more like a partnership than an ownership. Do you get what I mean?
Yes. Yeah,
it was one of the biggest news, especially for K-pop fans.
That's good. And I mean, I think that's a good move forward, right?
Moves. Yeah, they're making big moves. This is big.
Yeah, it's actually something about the, like, in terms of owning your own material. I never really understood the significance of it until actually Rika and I did this podcast. Because when we did the podcast, we've always said that we wanted to do something that we didn't want anyone telling us what to say.
Yeah.
Or we didn't want to work with any brands or whatever that felt like we're out of our, they didn't fit in line with either our values or our vision or whatever. So when we signed with Podcast Network Asia, our concern was, are we free to do whatever we want with our shit? Will they own any of our things? And the great thing is they don't. I mean, they're very, they're very understanding, and they say, whatever you do, it's all you. So I think I kind of get now where Taylor Swift's kind of, because when I first thought about it before, I was like, what's the big deal? I mean, in a way I was thinking, what's the big deal that she doesn't own her original recordings? She's already super rich and you can listen to her songs anyway, even though they're not hers. But I get it now. You know what I mean? I get the whole kind of rebellion against it or whatever. I don't know if rebellion is the right word, but I feel her. I get it.
That's true. And I wanted to say something. Mm. Wait a minute. But yeah, I do kind of get you also. Like, I got it, owning your own, what you created over the years.
Yes.
Basically, I mean, let's say Taylor Swift, Ithaca, for example, helped Taylor Swift to be where she is right now, right?
Yes.
The thing is, it's more like it's supposed to be parang dapat partnership. It's supposed to be looked at as a partnership. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that she needed the company or the company needed her.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are also saying that.
Lift each other up, diba?
And a lot of people are also saying that without Taylor Swift, they also wouldn't be where they are right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the people came for Taylor Swift, not for the company. Am I right?
True. Yeah. And just for those of you who haven't listened to Fearless, it's called Fearless Taylor's Version. That's the re-recording's name. There are new songs on the album. They dubbed them From the Vault. So I guess these are songs that were never released. So it's the last 21, 22, 23, 45. I think it's the last six songs of tracks 21 through 26. I'll be honest with you. I have not listened to these new songs yet, so I can't say anything, if I like them or not. But there are new songs on there that were never released. So if you are even remotely interested in listening to Taylor Swift, or if you want to get into Taylor Swift, you should might as well listen to Taylor's version, because it gives you the OG album plus more. So there we go.
You know, that's what I love about, I guess, being a fan of an artist, is because I like this idea that they have thousands or hundreds of unreleased songs in their computers. Mm-hmm. And one day, if they just want to fuck you up or break the internet, they could just release all of these songs,
100%.
And you'd be like, as a fan, my head would explode if that happened, honestly.
Yeah. I remember talking about it here on the podcast. There's this great short documentary on YouTube made by Vice. There's a few. There's two that I watched. The Cisco Thong song one and the Shaggy It Wasn't Me. Like the making of those songs. And did you know that Shaggy's It Wasn't Me? I mean, that's the iconic song, right? It Wasn't Me. Saw me banging on the counter. It wasn't me. So that song almost never made it out. Can you believe it? Like, and that's his most popular song. And it's one of the, I guess, one of the most iconic songs from the, the early 2000s. But that song almost never made it it never made it. It almost was just put in a computer and shelved.
We wouldn't have enjoyed that song in multiple karaoke sessions or Christmas parties. But you know what? Okay, so I remember now what I wanted to say. I've been fangirling with this one artist. Her name is Queen Herbie, but formerly known as Carmen. Do you guys remember Carmen? Look at me now, girl. If you guys search her, I know you will recognize her, especially when she raps, I think, a verse or with Nicki Minaj. I think she worked with Nicki Minaj before, and yun nga yung Look At Me Now. And she's been working on herself over the years, and she's rebranded from Carmen to Queen Herbie, and now she's been releasing a lot of EPs and a lot of albums. And I've been loving her work. I've been blasting her music for 3 days straight now. Just Queen Herbie. You guys should look her up. She's on Spotify, and she's about to release another single. And it's super cool. It's, how can I describe her music? Besides fast rap / R&B.
What is the song that we should add to our Hala Hala mix right now? The
Vitamins. 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 Okay,
I just added it right now.
Queen Herbie. I love her. I think I'm actually in love. I think I have a lesbian love feeling towards Queen Herbie. Okay. She's been blowing me away. As in, wow. And yeah. And okay. I think she also went through the same thing, you know, because she was signed under like some mainstream company before, music company, but she then realized that they would take 80% of her earnings, and she doesn't actually own a lot of the songs that she's going to make. So now she's an independent artist. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, it's a peek behind the music industry, I guess. If you want to know more about her, she has a TikTok where she releases like snippets of her new songs and then sometimes explains the music industry as well through her music, which is super cool.
It's great that also artists are high, like, I guess artists like Queen Herbie and even with, to a bigger extent, Taylor Swift is highlighting this, because I feel like when it comes to maybe artists growing, maybe not just music, but let's say actors or anything, when you get an opportunity, people will, you know, people might try to take advantage of your talent, diba?
True. That song by Lynn Lapid, Producer Man,
basically
that, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like this producer promised her the world, but then she then realized that it's actually not what she wanted, and they wanted to change her as well and her sound, so... Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, like any other industry, I guess.
Yeah, because there's so many rising artists on, let's say, TikTok, for example. So many very talented people on TikTok. I'm sure they're getting lots of inquiries and lots of things. So I at least maybe in a way that this spreading of this kind of information of, you know, protect yourself, protect your intellectual property, etc. It's a good lesson to be given, whether big or small, from big artists or lesser known artists, you know?
Nah, I mean.
Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's do the last thing we have, some vaccine stuff. Notably, let's talk about first of all the Vico Soto thing. Have you seen that, Rika G? Have you seen the live video, or you just saw the quote?
I've actually seen the video, but without the sound. So I want to know about it.
Oh, no. I think it was posted by Kabulastugan. Let me see if I could just put it here in my mic.
Magpa-picture sa magpa-picture bawal magpaturok sa braso. Hindi pwede sa tattoo site yung injection eh. So minsan may nagpapadala sa akin, parang nakadalawa na yata, no? May papadala sa akin picture nila, binabakunahan sila sa puwet. Ngayon, okay lang naman ano na mabakunahan sa puwet, normal 'yan. Medical naman ang usapan. Pero pakiusap niyo na po i-send sa akin. Ang dami ko na pong
inibis. Wait. Kawawa si Vico. We feel you.
Diba?
An unsolicited
dick pic. It's like a dick pic, but it's a butt pic. Vaccination butt pic.
Like, I get it, because I guess, you know, out of panic or concern, they really want to get the opinion of higher ups, I guess, or experts. Out of panic, they would send a photo of their butt. But yeah, I don't think that's the best idea. Also, question, how do you get that line where you can send a photo to Vika Soto?
I don't know. Instagram, Twitter, Twitter.
It's not that I'm going to send anything inappropriate. I just want to know that there is that line that you can send.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's
like nonchalant. Like,
no, but the way, because when you see his face, it's like, I feel like he wants to joke about it, but because he's a public official guy, you can't really do it. Nalala mo yung, I think it was last year. Nalala mo yun, yung Zoom bomb.
Yeah.
Bigla may lumabas na picture ng ano. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, something sexual. And then he had a little moment of panic. Like, what the fuck was that?
And he tried to suppress laughter. I think this is also, like, the best way to approach it. Instead of other people jumping on it and saying their piece, why not approach it directly and say that, okay, just stop doing it, you guys. No big deal, but stop doing it.
True.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. That is the best. Honestly.
It is so funny, man.
At one point, I would want to get Vico Soto on the podcast. Just podcast. I can't say that word again. To just talk about life, not even politics, you know, just to talk about what he likes, you know, what music he listens to or movies he watches. Yung mga ganon. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be a great, refreshing break also for a politician and not just for him.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. And just on a more, I guess, to delve into the topic of vaccines, according to CNN Philippines, more Sinovac vaccines arrived in the Philippines. So another batch of vaccines arrived in the country this past weekend on Sunday. 500,000 doses bought by the government arrived on Sunday. And that's just a little bit of update on what's going on with the vaccinations.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of people, a lot of their parents get vaccinated already over the weekend and the past 2 weeks. I've actually applied for a vaccine spot or what do you call this? A spot for myself, but they haven't really gotten back to me. Maybe because, you know, I'm a little younger. I do have comorbidities, but I'm just guessing they have like a lot of backlog and a lot of other more people that they want to prioritize. But yeah, at least we have that like glimmer of hope that we're actually going somewhere. At the very least, our elderly is getting vaccinated.
Yes.
But have you seen the what do you call this? Their rollout of vaccines in the States where they have like tents. You don't even have to go out of your car and like everything is like well organized. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we get to that point.
Hopefully.
But they are a first world country.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is reassuring to see people that we know personally have gotten the vaccine. I know, like I interviewed someone last week on radio who said that she got the vaccine and she lives here. So that's really cool. And I know, at least on a personal note, my mom is already scheduled in Japan to get her vaccine, I think, in June. And
do they need
to
pay for it in Japan?
I don't remember. I never asked. I don't know the answer to that, so I'm not sure.
More importantly, is it just for, or are they prioritizing the elderly for, or like, you know, senior citizens?
I believe so.
For everybody.
Yeah. My mom is a senior citizen, so... she qualifies, but I'm not sure exactly how it works there. But I assume
just
it would
saying
be.
Hindi itsura. Super, super lang. As in, if you guys see her.
Grabe. Yeah. So that's kind of like the update in terms of COVID. I know like the cases are really high. We don't want to go into that, you know, the doom scroll. We don't want to, you know, every doom scroll enough. We don't want the podcast to be another little doom scroll portion for you. We want you to get away from
you know what we want you to do?
What?
We want you to get that bread, get that head, and leave. That should be the title of this episode.
Get that bread, get that head, and leave. And leave.
It's from a song like Cardi B or something. Or
Is Chico. It?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I've never heard you say that, so I assumed it was something you picked up recently.
Somewhere, right?
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Are we doing a Lecheca this Wednesday, or are we...
Surely.
I mean, okay.
People commented on our post. Oh, by the way, you guys, just to let you guys know, again, we have our merch out, and if you want more of the details, it's on our Instagram, @HaloHaloShow. You guys can also order there, and we're gonna talk to you personally, okay? We're not gonna let you down, I promise you. We rolled out one shirt earlier today. I'm so happy.
We have multiple orders, by the way. We didn't only have one order. It's a work in progress. So we're kind of figuring things out. Plus, we're trying to work out our code with Mr. Speedy. There's a little bit of a technical hiccup there, but we're getting it fixed. And trust, we will get that shit settled soon.
And we do understand if, you know, at this time you can't buy anything or you can't buy a shirt yet, no problem. The shirts will be here forever for you. Forever. If you do decide to get one, it'll be here for you, wrapped in multiple plastic wrappings. Okay.
Yes. Safe. And we will sanitize it.
We will sanitize it. I actually included a personalized note for our first order.
Great.
So yeah, hope you guys like it. Again, it's on our page. It's at Halo Halo Show. And don't forget, you guys, on Spotify, there's actually a follow button Spotify for our podcast. So just to let the people at Spotify know that you guys are following us, why not click that button and that's it?
Yeah.
It's super easy. I know it's another thing that you have to do, but if you're already on Spotify, then why not follow us, right?
Yeah, basically by hitting that follow button, it helps us because it kind of boosts our podcast in terms of the rankings. But also, too, it updates you whenever a new episode is released. It'll just show up on your front page. Kind of like the YouTube algorithm, you know what I mean? So when you subscribe to a channel on YouTube, whenever a new video is posted by your favorite creators, it shows up. So same thing with Spotify. So yeah, please do hit that follow button and hit the heart button. Is there a heart button? I think there's a heart. I don't really know, but just whenever there's something follow, for Halo, anything that you can do to show that you're supporting us, even though you might already support us without hitting the follow button, it just gives it, it's like a statistic added for us and for Spotify as well.
And I'm just, I don't know, I'm just so happy that we're always on the top 200 of the top podcasts every single week. And I never really expect it, but you guys always listen to us. And it's really because of the Leche fans, really, why we're always here on the top podcasts page on Spotify. And we're never out.
Yeah.
Even if right now we're at 162, but still, hello.
Yeah.
It's still top 200. There are thousands. There are thousands of podcasts on there. Mm-hmm. And we are 162. What the hell? That is amazing. Mm-hmm.
And we had a meeting earlier, Rika and I, with Podcast Network Asia. And so we had goals to reach in terms of increasing our listenership. And we've reached those goals. So our goal now is to get to, more listeners. So with that being said, as much as we can grow the show organically, you know, just by posting whatever, it really is the biggest help is from all of you, from recommending and sharing it with your friends. You know what I mean?
We're number 49 on the trending podcast.
Oh,
page.
We're trending again.
We're on the trending.
Yeah, man.
No, this is making my week, dude. Yeah. This is such a great start of the week. And we were having a crappy start of the week.
I think
we could say that, right? Yeah. Especially this morning, I wasn't feeling hot, really.
For real.
But wow, we are number 49 on the trending podcast page.
So thank you.
Oh my God.
Tell your friends, hit the follow and like buttons, invite your friends to listen, anyone who you think would enjoy us. And yeah, that's it. Yo, should we shout out some people then?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Okay. I'll go on Twitter.
Sige. Let me start with Instagram then, since I have it up. Hello to Teng Restauro. Hello also to Important Malarkey. That's a cool name. Ish Cast PH Cat.
Isn't
Valdez.
Malarkey like a southern
term
or something?
I think so. Malarkey. Kat Valdez to Mao Eusebio, the spirited learner, SME Learn PH, Yorna Troy Tan, sino pa ba? Booster Terrific to Nictophilia, sino pa ba? I'm sure there are more people that follow us, pero natabunan dahil sa mga merch.
Salana ni JC.
Merch notifications namin. But if we miss you or if you want a special shout out or something, in case you really want that shout out, please message us on Instagram. Or if you really, really want to be sure, send us a Leche fan mail.
Yes, that's what we want. We want to see you on our email page. Okay, so do people say that? Email page? No, I don't think so.
Email page?
On Twitter, Janelle Miranda followed us, so thank you. Sebedee and Quimgi. Also, Melge Analbert. Hi to Miss Misery. Thanks for following us. And a lot of people were excited about our merch. Thank you. And to Mailbag. Also to Because Miel, who says, seriously thinking about going minimalist. Another thing influenced by It's Me, JC, and the Halo Halo Show. Yes, why not? It's time. I actually saw an article last Saturday where it just said on the headlines, you don't have a small space. You just have a lot of stuff. Mm. And it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of
true.
Sense.
Very true. Right?
Also, shout out to Luis Spicy Toro Maki or Grey Weed on Twitter, because the Earl of Jericho asked which show got you into Filipino podcasts. And then he replied with us, The Halo Halo Show, Creep Silog, and Wag Leaning On. And then they had a whole conversation about podcasts, which is nice. Always great. You know, whenever people are promoting Filipino podcasts, it helps everybody in the industry. So if you do like a certain podcast, Filipino made, why not promote it? Tell your friends all about it, especially our podcast.
Yeah, Grey Weed's been a solid fan, a solid Frozen Solid Legend fan OG since like Mix One. So Frozen, thank you, Grey Weed. We appreciate it.
What else? Shout out to there. That's it. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Also, and we have a Facebook group.
We do.
It's the Halo Halo Show fam. And if you guys just want to talk to other Leche fans, then go there.
Yeah. The link is in the podcast mix description for this mix, as well as I think the last few mixes as well. And also to all the maybe the newer Leche fans, thank you for listening. Because Rika and I have gotten messages and emails saying, I started at mix, you know, not even mix one. Like I started mix 70, mix 93, mix season 2, mix 4. And it's just really cool to see people picking up the show in like the middle of it. I guess it's not even the middle, but just picking up the show somewhere along the way and sticking with it. It's really nice. Really nice feats.
We think you're cool.
We think you're awesome.
And that's it.
Yeah, Lechica coming out on Wednesday, and we do have that post on our Facebook group right now asking for Been There, Done That. So we have a few replies already, so if you want to add to that so that we can read it this Wednesday, please go check it out before we record on Wednesday. We're probably going to record in the evening on Wednesday, so you have until then. And that's it. Go.
By the way, we have a Kumu live stream on Friday, 4 p.m. So if you are on Kumu, please watch us there. I prepared a game.
Oh,
both of us can play like together and not just you. Okay.
Okie dokie. All right. Extra song, Rika G.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.